Oh, bump. How does that feel?
Yeah, I'm delighted. It was tough after losing so much time in the first 2 days, and we actually played the game exactly how we wanted to, try to bowl them out and then try and bat when the conditions were a little bit better and then try and bowl them out at the end there. So it did work well, but you know, only 63 overs in the first 2 days. It meant that we needed to bat positively and quickly, and that's what the openers did. They got us going, and we had some flurries towards the end. There was lots of unselfish batting, a lot of team batting, and that's the reason we got over 400. So delighted for all the team, especially Joe. He put in a real wholehearted performance with the ball there, and all the guys fielded really well in this game.
And that was the plan this morning, obviously, just to go out and smack it around.
Yeah, we were looking at an hour to bat and try and get 100 runs. We were just short of that, I think, and we lost a few wickets early on. So it was a really good effort to get to where we wanted to go before we declared.
Did you think you could bowl Derby for less than 140?
Well, we were a bit unsure with the bowl map for that. We did feel we could bowl them out. That was a crucial bit. But when they were, what, four down for 18 runs, that was an unbelievable start to the innings for us. And obviously the better players are gone, and there's a couple of crucial wickets there after lunch with Wayne Madsen and Hughesy. So, you know, things definitely fell into place for us.
You mentioned Joe Leach. It was a great effort. Five wickets either side of lunch, and he just kept running in.
Yeah, he's got a great engine, hasn't he? You've seen that, Dave. You've watched a lot of cricket, and you know, I thought the first innings as well, he really did have some zip. I thought he bowled a little bit quicker than he normally does. So, you know, good signs. He's a type of bloke that, you know, once he gets going into a spell, that, you want to keep him going. I know he keeps himself going, but he always looked like taking wickets.
Yeah, we're not at the end of May yet. No danger of him sort of burning himself out before the end of the season.
Well, we hope not. But you know, we'll have to keep an eye on that. But he's quite a sensible lad, and I'm pretty sure that he knows what he can do, and he's done in previous years, got through well, and I'm sure he'll be planning things to get through.
You pride yourself on your fielding. Pretty good performance again today, including a very good run out.
Yeah, Barney, a good catch at the end from Barney, and a good run out, and some nice catching from Coxie. And I was really pleased with the fielding, and it's something that we work hard on, and we know that we can't take those wickets without good fielding, so it's really, really important to us, and I'm sure that the lads do enjoy the fielding. They're quite an athletic bunch, and particularly when you see Barney and Dolly running around in the field, they make up for some of the other guys who might not be quite as quick, but certainly if you're taking your chances, then that's a great sign, because the lads are switched on and expectation levels are good to take those wickets.
You're not a stats man. First time you won the first three championships since 1988.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not a stats man really, but somebody mentioned to me that also that might be five on the bounce with two at the end of last year, and I don't know whether we've done that. I'm sure we must have done that, but it really doesn't matter too much. Yeah, what we've got to do is, as coaches and as a team, is make sure we maintain confidence going through the season, but more importantly, recognise that there's still lots of hard work to go, and making sure that we get into that last month of the season in a very, very strong position is crucial.
And you down to back up to Northampton, back up the M42 in the next couple of days. How do you see that one at Northants?
Yeah, I think it's like all the games really. We'll prepare really hard, and we'll certainly attack that first day or two to try and get in that winning position. But you've got to respect the opposition. I think that they'll certainly be trying hard as much as we would. But the great thing about the squad is the confidence is high, and people's expectations are to win. So, which is great. We've just got to recognise we've got to get ourselves in them positions.